Well, the long summer is still ongoing, but we've reached the part now to where children of all ages head back to school. And that process brings with it a set of expectations and challenges and a sense of excitement that really can't be matched by many other things in a young person's life.
That's true. It's a big, you know, it's sort of a rite of passage, and it can be a big deal. Sometimes, you know, it's new grades, sometimes new buildings, and you know, there's a lot of excitement, and I think right there along with excitement can also come anxiety and fear, right? And that's not surprising. You know, in fact, when we look at research and we look and see what sort of people get concerned about and what scares them, also tends to be very much linked to what they care about. And that's, you know, mainly, you know, and that's not surprising from a psychological perspective. What matters to us also has the potential to scare us, to make and to have us worry about those things. And so it might be helpful to think about sort of what do we do with that uncertainty and worry? Because I think a big part of a new school year or a new job or just, you know, any sort of new chapter in our lives is that there's a lot of uncertainty about what it'll be like. Our mind often tells us a bit about what we think it'll be, what will be there. And you know, it's often this anticipation or, you know, anticipating the start, anticipating something new that can be more challenging than actually doing it.
Is it best to get as much information about the situation as possible beforehand?
It can certainly help, right? But, you know, there's sort of a limit to information as well. So, yes, sometimes things, and schools often do this, where they'll have, you know, a sort of orientation day where you can stop by, or maybe even at the end of the last school year, you see where your new classroom will be. And we can do that in our own lives as well, whether it's, you know, kind of checking out a new, you know, if you're going on a new job or an interview or places, you know, checking it out before you go there. So sometimes information can help, though there's a limit of what information can do as well. And in fact, sometimes that sort of need to seek out information can actually get us trapped in a cycle of anxiety.
What do we do then?
Well, you know, sometimes it's about unplugging. You know, a great example would be look at WebMD. Right. And we've talked about this before. But, you know, if you have a concern about your health, you go online, you seek out information. And what is WebMD going to be reassuring on that?
No, almost never.
Right. It always within the top five list are debilitating, you know, illnesses. And so sometimes seeking out information can actually make things worse, right? It feels like it's helping with our anxiety and worry. It's giving us some sense of certainty. But, you know, the problem is that the future is fundamentally unknowable, right? And so sometimes the things we do to cope, trying to find out more information, figure out what we can do, actually kind of make the anxiety, make our apprehension worse. Yeah, so what do we do in the meantime, I think, is live our lives. Right? And that's something we can encourage our children to do as well, right? That, you know, a new school day is exciting, it's terrifying, and when it's still summer, embrace summer for what it is. And when the new day of school and that first day arrives, you know, embrace that day as well. So staying in the moment is a way to kind of get out of that cycle and anxiety and worry that can cause trouble in our lives. And of course, it's not to say that you should never plan ahead or seek information. It's about a balance. But, you know, this idea of uncertainty, and in particular, this notion of intolerance of uncertainty, has actually been studied quite a bit clinically. Humans don't like not knowing. You know, we like knowing things. And because of that, when we get put in situations where there's uncertainty, where we don't know what's happening, it tends to be fairly difficult for us. And sometimes we search out ineffective ways to give us certainty in our lives, right? Sometimes it's worry, but it can be other sorts of things as well.
Well, wouldn't developing a pattern as soon as possible in this new grade of school or even a new school be beneficial?
Absolutely, right? Routine and patterns important, and having that structure can be helpful, having old friends you see and some familiarity. Sometimes simple things as just knowing your teacher's name before you go can help, right? Oh, you'll look for them, you'll know someone, you made a friend, it makes it easier tomorrow. So I think that's definitely a piece to make it easier. But I think the other opportunity with the new year of school is practice getting, you know, up against uncertainty a bit in your life as well. That, you know, routine is important. It can be helpful. And, you know, teaching our children and pushing ourselves to have a little bit of uncertainty and embrace it in our life can be really beneficial as well. You know, think about trying something new, even something as simple as going to a different restaurant for the first time or, you know, trying a slightly different place to go on a walk or, you know, there's an opportunity there. And typically the risk is really low. But there's also that opportunity to learn that you can go to new situations, and even when your mind tells you it could be challenging, it could be tricky, you might do something wrong, you can learn that you can cope with those new environments as well.
And really, this feeling of anxiety, of anticipation, it never really goes away, right? It's just the things that we're anxious about change as you get older.
Absolutely, right. And that's, in some ways, it's good that it doesn't go away. And you know, oftentimes we think about anxiety as bad. And absolutely, anxiety can be overwhelming. You know, I've worked with individuals who have really struggled with it. And so I'm not saying that anxiety is just, you know, all roses and wonderful, but some anxiety can actually be good. It's, you know, because anxiety tells us that we're onto something important. If we have sort of apprehension, if we're, you know, uncertain about something, that suggests that we might be doing something that we care about in our lives. You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of like the you're on the beach with the, you know, people with the metal detectors kind of scanning out in the world, and, you know, it kind of goes off if there's something underneath. It could be buried treasure. Sometimes a little bit of discomfort and anxiety can kind of be like that metal detector. It could tell us there might be something here that matters, right? Whether it's a new school year or a new conversation with a friend or you know, a new place, that you know, a little bit of discomfort is a sign that we might be onto something important in our lives. And you know, it's okay to kind of sit in those space. And we can practice with our kids and ourselves, practice sitting with a little bit of uncertainty, because in those spaces are opportunities for really exciting and amazing things.